Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors. I'm Alan Lytle, and our guest this week is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, sir.
Hello, Alan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very good. Very good. Just a couple of months ago, Mr. Mayor, we had you on, and we were discussing a ban on fireworks, and that was because of drought conditions. But now the Urban County Council is, I believe, one step away from banning them altogether. So what would be the ramifications if that were to happen?
Well, I guess for context, Alan, I always say that democracy works when you have citizens that are agitating, and when they're complaining about issues, then the city council usually responds, and that's what we had here. You know, fireworks in neighborhoods were waking folks up, you know, traumatizing dogs, and there are violations of restrictions that were set up in 2011 when the Kentucky legislature passed a statute that allowed the sale and the use of aerial fireworks in Kentucky and fireworks that make explosive noises. So, you know, we tried it out in the summer of 2011, last summer, but there were lots of complaints. So in November of this year, City Council passed restrictions on the time and the place and the age of usage, but still lots of complaints, again, this summer from citizens. And so Council has been looking at this and really taken the lead on this and have proposed a stricter ordinance, and there will be a final vote this Thursday, the 13th, at the council meeting.
Follow-up question. If, let's say, this does go in effect, do you expect other similar central Kentucky communities to sort of follow suit?
Well, you know, of course, that's up to each city, each town in the region. We have had lots of conversations from elected officials in other towns around us, in other cities, and you may have talked to the mayors about it, and they too have had complaints, and you know, are working with it. So I'd expect that there's going to be some consideration of it.
Moving on to another topic, another issue that continues to crop up from time to time is the idea to turn some of our downtown streets from one-way to two-way traffic. Where do you stand on that?
Well, we're studying the two-way. No decisions yet on that. I believe that process is here for a good reason, to engage the right kind of study, the right kind of experts and specialists in an examination like this, and to engage the public in it. These are done in these kinds of decisions are made in cities when there is a compelling economic reason for it, and you know that's the only reason to do it. That's the only reason to even look at it. People don't like change, and I'm the same way. I don't like change unless I'm compelled, unless it's clear to me that you know, this is a better route. And so that's what this is all about, really.
And we've heard a lot of talk recently, of course, with downtown development. There seems to be some movement there. 21C Hotel, Victorian Square has been sold back to the Webbs, the Centerpoint Project, Rupp Arena. Talk about what development downtown means to the overall economic health of the city of Lexington.
Well, I'm glad you put it in that context, Alec, because that's the way I look at most things. When you've been in business the way I have, you try to look forward and you try to look around the next corner. And what's occurring in not just in Lexington but across the country, Lexington happens to be a leader in this because we have a higher, very highly educated workforce, always top 10 in the country. And what we're seeing across the country, really across the world, is that the highest productivity is occurring in cities. And there's a population migration to cities. First time really in 100 years where there's a net in-migration to cities. So what's driving that is the need that people have, folks have, to actually be working together. It's sort of that kinetic energy that occurs. So even in an electronic age when you arguably, you know, can have this distance work, what's occurring is actually people want to be in cities, and that's where the highest productivity is occurring. So what does that mean about downtown development? What that means is that quality of life and quality of place is a competitive advantage. So when we do it right, when we create the kinds of destinations that people want to be next to, living in, working in, then we got a better chance at giving people jobs. And at the end of the day, that's the first thing that I think about every day. How are we going to create good jobs in this city?
That gives me one more question to talk about. I know you've reacted to it before, but the layoffs at Lexmark.
Yeah. You know, I said that, of course, when you have a difficult, challenging, tough situation like that, the first things first, if you've ever been in business, you know that that's really the toughest thing. And our hearts go out to those who lost their jobs. And as a city, we need to work as best we can to find opportunities for these folks, because a lot of these folks are, we know, are very talented, very committed. And what Lexmark had to deal with was a incredibly changing world and a global economy that's shifting. Sands are often shifting right under the feet of a company, just like they can individuals. And we're, you know, in many respects, we're glad that despite this adversity, Lexmark has claimed Lexington as home and made a commitment. Oftentimes, it's this kind of commitment that they and this kind of tough decision that's made that actually strengthens the company, even though it's hard as heck on the individuals clearly and families that are affected. And that's why we need to reach out as a community and do all we can to help them.
Mayor Gray, thanks again for joining us today.
Always great to be with you, Alan. Thanks so much.